Cyberspace devotee from Michigan was very happy that I answered one of his questions, and now he has a second one. Question is, how do we know how high we can rise in higher chakras? And when we expire, the end of our lifetime, what is the highest chakra we can go out? Well, the question is a very good question, and we could look at it like this. Think how low you can sink in consciousness. Where you live your life now, last week, last month, and month before that. Were you fearful? Were you angry? Were you jealous? Were you competitive? Did you think only about yourself, not about other people? Well, if you did, then you cannot rise in consciousness very high because you're held down by the anchors of lower consciousness, just like a big balloon is held down by sandbags. Unless those sandbags are dropped off, it cannot soar into the air. So always check out the basement. Let the top take care of itself. Cyberspace devotee in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, wonders about the Hindu calendar. He says there are so many versions of it, and why? Well, the Hindu calendar is in one calendar, but it varies according to the time zone that it is calculated in. For instance, we have a Hindu calendar, and we work out very carefully, and it's based on the ayyanams of the Indian government. But certain events or auspicious times would be different in India than they would be in Kuala Lumpur, than they would be in Japan, than they would be here in Hawaii, than they would be in California, in Denver, and in New York. It keeps changing. So most priests buy their calendars in India, and they may be off a day or two if they're applying it to Malaysian time. So it's best to get a Hindu calendar calculated by a Malaysian astrologer who takes into account the time zone that Kuala Lumpur is within. I hope this helped.